Good morning, Dale.
Two people who are feeling really good today, Donald Trump, because nobody will remember anything anybody said about him at the Oscars, and Steve Harvey. He's got to be feeling great today.
What a blunder last night. It did almost seem like a joke.
So in case you're just waking up, don't know what we're talking about, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway awarding the Best Picture to La La Land when, in fact, Moonlight was the winner.
Yeah, it was a mix-up by the people that handed him the envelopes. Just too bad. But, you know, almost as strong on social media as that has been is Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman last night. Now, she was seen clapping twice, but is now being roasted for how strange she claps. And basically, she kind of bends her fingers backward like a Y shape. It doesn't even look like her palms touch. One person wrote, "I've never seen anyone clap like that unless they have wet nail polish."
Well, see, nobody's going to remember that either. It's all going to be about the blown Best Picture Award.
What a ridiculous evening. Season 12 of The Voice returns tonight, and tomorrow night, Blake Shelton says, "I have one goal: to win." It just feels good to say to that person, "I knew you could do this." Blake's had the most winners so far with 5. Adam Levine and Alicia Keys are back. So is Gwen Stefani.
Well, we're all Team Blake here at KFKF.
Yeah, he could easily do it again. A couple at Garth's concert Friday in Edmonton, Alberta, were his 5 millionth concert goers. She got a new Lexus SUV. He got a Nissan truck. They also got $5,000 to spend on Amazon, a $5,000 Edmonton Mall shopping spree, a trip to the Wynn Hotel in Vegas, and a ton of Garth and Trisha merchandise.
That's all well and good. I want him to come to Kansas City. Come on, Garth!
You've been calling him for a long time about that.
I saw him at the country radio seminar. I'm like, come on, Garth.
Maybe he'll do it. And finally, congrats to Chris from Locash, as his wife Caitlin's expecting their third child this fall.
Got to hang with them at their number one party in Nashville, and there were kids everywhere.
Yeah, they got a lot of kids. I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.